Have you ever found Jesus' message to be shocking? That something in the scripture, in his word, shock you? Imagine being in the day when you are with the other crowds on the mountain, down in the valley, and you hear Jesus speaking in these words. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of God belongs to them. Blessed are those, if we want to modernize it, who are the drunkards, the druggies, those who are extorting money from others, those who are living lives of pure insanity. Jesus says, theirs is the kingdom. Jesus' words always upset the apple cart. He turns life upside down for those who hear him. And especially for those who watch him. Very unconventional, especially in his day. His message always strikes to the heart and calls us as a people of faith to look at the deeper meaning of his message. And that deeper meaning of his message is always, always, always live my word. Live the faith that has been handed on to you as best you know how. Perfectly? No. Because if we were perfect, we would have no reason to be on this earth. We would be with God in Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit in the kingdom of God. And Jesus is speaking about that kingdom. That it's here, but not yet. And if it's here and not yet, then what are we, as people of faith, doing to bring the kingdom of God alive in our lives, in our parish community, in our diocesan church, in the church universal, in society in general? What are we doing with these wonderful, beautiful, holy words that we hear Sunday after Sunday? What are we doing with the bread, blessed, broken, body, soul, divinity, all that business? What are we doing with that bread broken and wine poured out, Christ received? What are we doing with it? Jesus says, live that word. Live my word, be broken, be poured out for the salvation of our world. Holy Father Francis recently stated that one cannot be a Christian without living the Beatitudes. Beatitudes. Get it? Yeah. That we are to be about that word. They are attitudes for us to live out our lives better and to continue to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ and not simply pay lip service to them. And so the challenge for us on this fourth Sunday in ordinary time: choose one of the Beatitudes. Just one. And live it this week. One Beatitude. You pick it. I pick it. And live it the best we know how this week. And when we gather as a faith community next Sunday, see how that feels. See how we have experienced the living God in our lives. The one that stated, the one that lived. The kingdom of God belongs